Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Toe fungus, you got.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
The 2024 Stats Perform FCS Walter Payton Award winner is Tommy Mellott, quarterback, Montana State.
Man, I'll tell you what, whether you are a bobcat, a grizzly, none of the above, how could you not cheer for Butte, Montana's own touchdown Tommy Mellott? Yeah, the winner of the Walter Payton Award over the weekend, plus Montana State coach Brent Vegan getting the Coach of the Year Award as well. We're going to have audio from both Coach Vegan and Tommy Mellott here on our show this morning for you. So cool when you think about it. I mean, there's so many big things in the news today. You've got January 6th, so you've got the presidential election certification vote taking place on Capitol Hill later today. Both Congressman Zinke and Congressman Downing stayed back in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, knowing that a snowstorm was coming in. They did not want to miss the presidential certification vote, so they stayed back in Washington over the weekend, so they are there ready to certify the presidential election. And then meanwhile, on the steps of the Capitol in about an hour and a half, that's when Governor Greg Gianforte's inaugural events will take place. Chief Justice Corey Swanson, the newly elected Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court, will not only swear in Governor Greg Gianforte for another 4 years, but I understand he will also swear in all of the inbound newly elected and reelected statewide office holders. Our state legislature will get underway as Montana lawmakers are sworn in back in Helena as well. So anyway, big day both in Washington, D.C. and back at our state capitol in Helena. But we're going to have plenty of time to talk politics today. Let's talk a little bit of football. What a remarkable speech by Tommy Mellott. I went back and watched this FCS awards show. And just what a great speech, it was just an interview that he did after being named the Walter Payton Award winner. But Dan Satter is the deputy of the Big Sky Conference, which, of course, you know, the University of Montana and Montana State University are under the Big Sky Conference. And he said this, have you ever wondered if a star athlete actually means it when, upon receiving an individual honor, they say that it's really just a team award? Have you ever thought, you know, do his teammates feel the same way? Do his teammates feel the same way? Well, as Dan Satter pointed out and shared the video, you can watch Tommy Mellott walk into the hotel after receiving the Walter Payton Award. Listen to the reception he got from his fellow Montana State players when he got back to the hotel. Here he is walking in. Anyway, the whole team was dancing around him. And so you could tell that award meant as much to them as it did to him. All right, back after this.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a couple of great guests who are going to join us live on Montana Talks from Frisco, Texas, as the Montana State Bobcats get ready to take on North Dakota State in the FCS National Championship. Of course, about 1 year ago, the Montana Grizzlies were down in Frisco as well, facing South Dakota State just 1 year ago. But yeah, we've got Janelle Weiss. She's got two boys playing for the Montana State Bobcats. The Millstone Cowboys. We're going to chat with her here in just a few minutes. And then later on in this show, athletic director for Montana State University will join us from Frisco as well. The FCS National Awards were held over the weekend. And here was the intro as they announced the nominees, including Tommy Mellott, Butte, Montana's own.
Our next top finalist for the Walter Payton Award is senior quarterback Tommy Mellott from Montana State. Under head coach Brent Vegan, last season's FedEx Doris Robinson Scholar Athlete Award winner was named the 2024 Big Sky Offensive Player of the Year and is a Stats Perform FCS First Team All-American. For 15 games, Tommy has passed for 2,564 yards and 29 touchdowns with only two interceptions. He also has rushed for 915 yards and 14 touchdowns while leading the Bobcats to a berth in the FCS National Championship game. Congratulations to Tommy Mellott for an outstanding senior season.
All right, and then here we go after being announced the recipient of the Walter Payton Award, if I'm not mistaken, the first ever from Montana State University. Here we go. Here's the interview with Tommy Mellott.
Tommy, first off, congratulations. What an honor to win this award, to be associated with the name Walter Payton, to hear those previous award winners, some of the greats in college football and in the NFL. What does it mean to you to be associated with the Walter Payton Award now?
Yeah, first of all, like all the other athletes, I'd like to give all the glory to the Lord above. Without him, I am nothing. And we're all winners for what he did on the cross and 3 days later. And have the opportunity tonight to come out here and be represented as the Offensive Player of the Year for the FCS subdivision means a lot to me. And it's quite an honor and a privilege to be out here with two great, runners up. It's just a blessing for sure.
Media outlets have nicknamed you Touchdown Tommy. You have so many accolades this year. Big Sky Offensive Player of the Year, your first team All-American, and you have a chance to win a national championship come Monday. What has allowed you to guide this team to an undefeated season so far?
I think it's a testament to who we are as a program, from our coaching staff to the rest of the players. Certainly, far from just being me. So we have a great team. We have a lot of guys that love each other. They play for each other. They've worked all off season, all throughout the season, gone through a lot of adversity together, and ultimately put us in this position for Monday.
You obviously look up to a lot of players, and now you're becoming a role model for a lot of younger kids, especially in the Butte, Montana area where you grew up. What is one thing that you hope that those younger kids take away from your game and the leadership that you display each and every day?
The kids back in Butte, just to dream big and to obviously go after their hopes and dreams. Growing up, it was maybe far-fetched to think I'd be able to play at the Division I level, and let alone to be named as the Offensive Player of the Year now. So just to dream big and hopefully that the leadership is just do things the right way. I've always been told how you do anything is how you do everything, and that's how I go about my business from the weight room, in the academic side, in the community, it's all got me to where I am today.
Well, it certainly is a wonderful message, and congratulations once again, of course. Good luck on Monday, and we'll toss it back to Gary.
Thank you.
All right, yeah, there you go. Tommy Mellott, after receiving the Walter Payton Award, he immediately praises the Lord first and foremost. And then what about that line? How you do anything is how you do everything. What a great line. Coach Vegan, MSU Coach Vegan, also getting the Coach of the Year award as well. Let me see. I thought I had the intro for him. Maybe I didn't cue that one up in the right spot. Let me see here.
This season's recipient of the Stats Perform Eddie Robinson Award is Brent Vegan of Montana State. Even in his fourth season as head coach of the Bobcats, has led the team this season to a program record 15-game win streak, a number one national ranking, a number one playoff seed, Big Sky Conference championship, and was selected as the Big Sky Conference Coach of the Year. Following a perfect 3-0 playoff run, Beacon's team has now earned a berth in the FCS National Championship game. Congratulations to Brent Beacon as this season's FCS Eddie Robinson Award winner.
For being here. We know you're in town for the national championship on Monday, and you're the first coach from Montana State to take home this award, and the team's journey isn't over as you will play for that national championship game on Monday. What goes into building a team that is 15-0, the only undefeated team in college football right now?
Well, it starts with a great bunch of young men that have poured everything they could, worked together so hard, believe in one another, love one another. And each week find a way and go back and do it all over again. So our consistency has been unbelievable this year, and we need to do it one more time.
Your father, Randy, was a Hall of Fame coach, and so you truly grew up around the game. What were some of the values that you learned from him that you utilize in your coaching career now?
Well, I think it starts with how you treat the young men you coach. I happen to be one of those young boys, I suppose, that he coached back in the day. So, you know, treat them fairly. Really embody hard work. Do everything you can to put them in position to do well on the field. But
all right, we got to hold it right there. Stand by.
What if?
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, let's take you to Frisco, Texas. Thousands of Montana State fans already on the ground. I saw just a huge turnout at the stadium yesterday. In fact, hey, if you are listening to the show right now from Frisco, Texas, send us a message on our Montana Talks app, or you can send me a tweet, x.com/Aaron Flint. I already had a message from Randall and Cherie earlier this morning saying this: we are in Frisco for a Bobcat victory. There are plenty of Bobcat fans in town. Congrats to Tommy. Go Cats. That's from Randall and Cherie from Bozeman. So thanks for sending us that message. But, yeah, taking you to Frisco right now. We've got Janelle Weiss with us on the phone lines. She's got not just one son playing for the undefeated Montana State Bobcats today. She's got two boys playing for the Bobcats. Janelle, great to have you on the show. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to be on. I appreciate it.
How is Frisco?
Oh, it's been amazing. There's so many Bobcat fans down here. Bobcat Nation's definitely turned out to support the Cats.
It's what's the weather like? I guess I didn't even check on that because I know this cold weather is kind of pushing south.
It's about 25 degrees out in sunny Frisco, Texas today. I think we had to travel all the way down to Texas to get our coldest game of the year.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's unusually cold weather for that part of the world. I'm sure a lot of people thought, yay, we're going to go to Texas, enjoy some nice weather. Nope. You get about what we're getting in Montana right now as well. Well, this is so cool. A lot of our listeners across Montana may know you already because, of course, you've served in the Montana National Guard. You're a lieutenant colonel, still serving in the Montana Army National Guard, of course, joining us in your personal capacity as a football mom today. But thanks for all your years of service and sacrifice. I remember a few years ago when I saw you posting on Facebook, you know, kind of photos of your kids playing high school football. And I was like, man, I know these kids are going to be tough because you're like a professional power lifter, aren't you?
I have done some power lifting, yes. I was actually fortunate enough to compete at the world competition a couple different years. So, yeah, do some lifting on the side.
So if anybody wonders where the Millstone Cowboys get their toughness from, here is one piece of that genetics that shows the strengths of the Grebe brothers of both Brody and Bryce Grebe. And so, Yeah, they've been known as the Millstone Cowboys. What's it like been watching both of them there with the Montana State Bobcats for you?
Oh, it's just such a blessing. Amazing that just to see them both out on the football field at the same time. They really do have a special bond between the two of them, and to see them out there at the same time, it's pretty awesome feeling as a mom.
I know, you know, being overseas and watching some of these football games, and you're somebody who's served in the military, there's something that's just inspirational about, you know, the effort, the energy, and the motivation and the passion that these players from all of these teams, they go all in when they get out on that football field. I guess, but for you as a football mom, but also as a military service member, talk about just the inspiration you see in that.
You know, I think that's a really good point, Darren, because I think of that often, you know, that I think there's a lot of connection, a lot of similarities between military service and athletics, really, at any level. But, you know, especially at the college level, you know, we're as soldiers, we're constantly making sacrifices, you know, working hard, working for something bigger than ourselves. And you can see all of those things with this Montana State football team. And I think that's what really makes them special. You know, it's not a bunch of individuals out there trying to do great things. It's really those individuals working together as a team and trying to be something bigger than themselves. And that's pretty special. Not everyone gets to feel that and be a part of something like that.
You know, as I've talked with friends who've played for both the Cats and the Grizz, both teams will tell you that if there's a kid that plays for the football team that's from a ranch, they'll bring the players back to the ranch. And they'll talk about what an incredible bonding experience that is for their fellow football players. But how much has the growing up on the ranch meant to the overall toughness of the Greeby brothers as well?
Yeah, I think the ranch life definitely brings with it a sense of toughness and also hard work. You're not successful farming or ranching in Montana without having those qualities, and you learn them young. You know, by the time you're walking, you're probably out doing some type of work on the ranch. So I think that's definitely been a big part of it. And then going on, you know, through college experience, I think the coaching staff and Sean Heron, they do such an awesome job with just putting those kids in situations, you know, to get tougher mentally and physically and be the best versions of themselves.
Well, I tell you what, watching that video of Tommy Mellott returning to the hotel and the rest of the team greeting him after he just won the Walter Payton Award, you can tell that there is just a love all around amongst these players. What do you want to tell people across Montana about the Greeby boys and about this team in particular this year?
I guess just that there's something about this team. It's special. It feels different this year. All years felt a little different, and just we wish the team and the coaches the best of luck, and hope Bobcat Nation and everyone throughout the state really tunes in and supports the Bobcats, and hopefully we come back with a national championship.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got a T-shirt that I'm wearing right now, and it works perfectly because, you know, I went to the University of Montana, so I've been a Grizz fan since I was a kid. You know, my dad was good friends with Doug Betters, who played for the Grizz and then was a Miami Dolphin killer. But this Millstone Cowboys National Championship T-shirt is perfect because I can support the Montana boys, but yet it doesn't have to say Bobcats on the shirt at the same time. So even a Grizz fan can wear it to support the Montana boys out there tonight.
Well, that's awesome. We appreciate it, Aaron.
Janelle Weiss, thanks for your service. Thanks for sharing a bit of your story. And Godspeed and good luck to everybody out there in Frisco tonight.
Thank you. Go Cats.
All right. Thank you. Great to chat with you. Yeah, it's fun having the football moms on this show. You know, probably the toughest ones out there. I remember last year when the Grizz were on their run, we had Dawn Gilman on the show, and she's got two boys playing for the Grizz now as well. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. Hey, next up on the phone lines, we're going to sneak this one in here before we get to the Montana State Athletic Director in just a few minutes. Earlier this morning, I caught up with Congressman Ryan Zinke. You know, today is January 6th. The presidential election certification vote is today. So Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was saying, hey, everybody, don't leave D.C. Don't go home for the weekend, because with the snowstorm, you might not make it back for this important vote. So both Congressman Zinke and Congressman Troy Downing stayed back to be there for this important vote. Congressman Troy Downing just sworn in on Friday, joining us now. First off, Congressman Downing, congrats on being sworn in. And, talk about the big vote today.
Yeah, well, thanks. First of all, I'm sure a lot of your listeners can understand the dilemma that we had of being in Frisco or being here to certify the presidential election. I mean, obviously, you know, we stayed here to certify the election. We're super excited about that. It's going to be a big point, meaningful point in history, and just happy to be a part of that. But I will tell you, D.C., they're not used to snow here. We got probably 6 inches of sloppy snow on the ground, and most of the town is shut down. But we are still convening in about an hour and a half to certify the election and basically bring forth our next president, Donald Trump. Really excited about it.
Yeah, and then right after that, it sounds like the House Republicans are ready to start getting to work and getting legislation together.
Yeah, we are starting, we're not wasting any time. Even on Saturday, we had a meeting talking about our plans for reconciliation and all the things that we want to do. And obviously, big parts of that are public. Like the president has mentioned, he wants one big reconciliation bill to deal with the big ticket items, get it all done at once. The expiring tax law that we need to make sure we get out there. We need to start dealing with, budget and inflation and dealing with our border issues. We want to get as many wins on the board as quickly as we can. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of energy to get that done. My colleagues, on the right side of the aisle are all ready to do this. And, we'll see how we hold together. But I think that you're going to see some really quick and meaningful wins on the board, and I'm really excited to be a part of that.
And that's so great. That's what's great about what you guys are doing is that, okay, you and Zinke were sworn in on Friday for the new session of Congress. Senator Tim Sheehy sworn in. Senator Gaines sworn in Friday as well. President Trump isn't sworn in as president until 2 weeks from now, January 20th. But just like the Senate can get the nominees hearings moving forward so that they're ready to start confirming them after President Trump's in office, you guys can start passing legislation to get it ready for him to be on his desk shortly after he takes office as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's an appetite for doing that. And I'm going to say some of the stuff that makes me happy is I look over to my colleagues on the Senate side, and it looks like there's an appetite to get these confirmations through quickly so that they can actually get to work for the American people. And then on the House side, we're going to just start pushing, these budget bills. There's a number of priority bills that we're going to be pushing on and using that, power of reconciliation to deal with any kind of, budget-related bill and get those into a package that we can get onto the president's desk, as soon as possible.
All right, Congressman Troy Downing, hey, if you can, stick with us. We got to take a quick break here on Montana Talks, but if you want to stick around, I'll come back to you for a couple of follow-ups and anything else you want to tell folks across Montana. And then we should have the athletic director for Montana State University joining us from Frisco, Texas, right after this as well. Stand by.
This is where Montana Talks at. With Lane Nordland.
A strike on East and Gulf Coast ports seems likely. Shippers want to know if there will be a strike because there's less than a month until the International Longshoremen Association's contract with the U.S. Maritime Alliance is set to expire. It's reported that a major development in the prolonged negotiations occurred when President-elect Donald Trump voiced his support for ILA's stance against automation at ports following a meeting with the union. The situation points in the direction of another strike. One shipping giant is already urging its customers to pick up their laden containers and return their empty ones at the U.S. East and Gulf Coast ports before January 15th to mitigate potential disruptions at the terminals on account of the strike. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says ports and terminal operators are likely to stop accepting refrigerated cargo several days before the strike date, so shippers should make adjustments now. In other news, in addition to the Farm Bill extension through September 30th, the American Relief Act of 2025, recently passed by Congress, contains just under $10 billion in market relief payments for 20 cover crops. This economic assistance is intended to offset part of the economic loss producers are facing following a decline in crop prices and production costs remaining high. Commodities included in the relief payments will include wheat, soybeans, corn, sorghum, rice, barley, and others. I'm Lee Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with Montana Talks. We're going to take you back down to Frisco, Texas here in just a second. But real quickly, go back to Congressman Troy Downing from Capitol Hill. Yeah, Troy, it's kind of funny because I know you've been a big booster for the Montana State Bobcats over the years. So has Senator Steve Daines. So has Governor Greg Gianforte. So, but yet you guys are all sequestered. I mean, you and Senator Daines got to be back in D.C. for the January 6th vote. And then Governor Greg Gianforte is being sworn into a second four-year term in Helena here in about an hour.
Yeah, no, it's tough that we can't participate, but there'll be a watch party. There'll be a Bobcats watch party in D.C., so I've got some Montana friends that are out here, so we'll go watch that and cheer them on remotely. But one of the other things, I wish you could see what I'm looking at right now, because I'm sitting in my congressional office, and it's got dark blue walls and gold curtains.
Oh, there you go. I thought you were going to tell me that AOC was walking by or something, and you know you were heckling or something.
No, I'm
like
just
that.
Saying we've got Bobcat colors in my office here, so we're representing from a couple thousand miles away here.
Is Flava Flav hanging out with you there today, or?
That was interesting. So we've got a lot of family out here. Actually, a lot of Montanans out here. A lot of supporters. A lot of friends. A lot of families came out for the swearing in. And so I took my mom and my wife and a couple of our kids over for a White House tour. And we turn around the corner and there's Flava Flav there. And I mean, of course, most of them had no idea who he was, but he had to get a picture, so we did that. And
that was hilarious.
Did the tourist thing, and now it's back to work. And I think nobody takes it lightly the mandate that we were given this last election. You know, the votes that came in for President Trump, the votes that we won for Republicans across the board. I mean, people, they're tired of inflation. They're tired of these failed Biden policies. They want to make sure that those Trump tax cuts are extended. And there's just a huge amount of energy. And I think that one of the things that we're going to see is a lot more cohesion, because there's nobody here that has any doubt in their minds what the voters want, and we plan on delivering.
All right, Congressman Troy Downing, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling in this morning. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'll be there for Trump's inauguration.
I look forward to seeing you. And just one last go, Cats, go.
All right, Troy, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Let's take you back to Frisco. We've got the athletic director for Montana State University on the ground in Frisco right now. Great to have Leon Costello on the show with us. Leon, how is it down in Frisco?
Hey, guys, good morning. It's great to hear Troy's voice. It's crazy. You know, last night we had the alumni party at the start. It was a sea of blue and gold, and the energy's high, the passion is high, and everybody's ready for tonight.
Well, and both teams are ready for the weather. Yeah, you're getting some Montana weather, even though you're down south in Texas.
Yeah, somebody was saying it's going to be, how ironic, we're in Texas for a national championship, and it's going to be the coldest game we play all year. You know, we've been blessed with some great weather in Bozeman this year, but we're looking forward to it. Our guys practice in this weather all the time, and they're ready to go.
What's it just been like? I mean, thousands of fans showed up at the stadium yesterday. I saw the video, and I played a little bit of the audio earlier. After Tommy Mellott got the Walter Payton Award, and Coach Vegan, of course, got the Coach of the Year Award as well. But to watch that video of Tommy Mellott, you know, walking back into the hotel and to see the response from his fellow players, it was just incredible to see that.
It was. And, you know, I had a eyewitness view of it, and I was right there kind of on the side. I think it just embodies, you know, the culture of this team and what this team is all about. They love each other. They play for one another. They're happy for their teammates, and they know that they're accomplishing these things together. And Tommy's just a great leader, and I think they all know that. They rally around him, and that was shown when he walked in. I think that was just a great show of the kind of team that this whole team is. And you know, they've been 1-0. They've been together every step of the way, and I think we're going to be 1-0 today and get it done tonight.
You know, the Montana Grizzlies were there last year, came up short against South Dakota State University, if I remember right. The Bobcats were there at the national championship, not too much further back from that. And I remember, man, we talked with, you know, we talked with a bunch of great folks heading into that national championship game, like, you know, from the 1984 team, the original Touchdown Tommy, as he joked on the show. We had and Flint Rasmussen was on this show. We had Travis Lule on this show, and so it was a ton of fun. And but the last time, you know, just a few years ago when the Cats were in the championship, it was a younger Touchdown Tommy. He was injured. He had to watch from the sidelines. But now they've really got the chance to really win this thing. How confident are you? Because you know, now it's been shown. I mean, South Dakota proved it earlier this year. This North Dakota State team can be beaten. They've been beaten. The Grizz beat them last year in the semifinal. How confident are the Bobcats heading into the game tonight?
Oh, I think they're really confident. I mean, anytime you can go through a season undefeated, it just shows the kind of talent that we have on the team. But I think it's just a different mindset. You know, I think 3 years ago when we were down here, it was more of a, I don't think we're just happy to be here. Obviously, we went out and tried to win the game. But to your point, I think this team has stuck together. The younger guys on that team are now the veterans and the leaders on this team. They've been here before. They've seen it. It's just a different feel, and the expectation just feels a little bit different. And you get that sense. I think that we've gotten that sense all season long, is that this team is just built a little bit different. Their mindset's a little bit different. And you know, I think the results have spoken for themselves, and I think they're all ready to go tonight, and they're feeling very confident about tonight and tonight's opponent.
What a capstone this would be yet again for President Wadded Cruzado. I mean, by all accounts, she has just had a remarkable tenure as president of Montana State University, and she has already announced that she will be stepping down later this year. But boy, what a remarkable capstone that could be for her to get a national championship in her final year.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of joked it's the storylines around this game and around this season and what it means for, you know, many different people, but her especially. You know, when I came here over 9 years ago, you know, she was a driving force, and her support of everything on campus and, you know, athletics just happens to be one of those. You know, to see what she's done and to see the campus and the university flourish, you know, the athletic department just happens to be one of the benefactors, and we're really seeing that in all of our sports, but highlighted right now with the football team. And there'd be no better or fitting ending to her career than to go out with a national championship. And you know, I know there are a lot of things on people's minds, you know, that probably being one of them, but it's still a game. You know, you still got to go out, you got to strap them up and, you know, put the shoulder pads on and go actually play the game. And we're looking forward to that. But, you know, if you look forward just a little bit, it would be a pretty special ending for her.
You know, when you look at this team this year and how they are on, you know, the edge of a national championship here, I think, you know, I had my cousin on the show a few years ago when they were getting ready for a bowl sale. And I said, well, tell us, what does it take to get ready for a bowl sale? And he said, well, I want to go back to 1960-something when my grandma started this ranch. In reality, the success of this team this year really goes back to your quarterback club and your alumni and your boosters who said, you know what, we want to build a powerhouse team. And that work started several years ago.
Well, you're exactly right. And I think it even goes back further. I mean, this program has won 3 national championships at 3 different levels. And, you know, so there is a strong and rich history of Bobcat football throughout our history. But yeah, there are people from former players and alumni who thought, like, hey, we need to make sure that we can sustain success. And that was the advent of the quarterback club to really put the football program on a different level. And from the advent of that, you know, all of our sports have had a club like the quarterback club to help each one of our sports programs succeed. And a lot of blood, sweat, and tears have gone into what we look like today. And it's been built on the backs of some great, great Bobcats. And, you know, we can't thank them enough. And I do believe, you know, the ones that are here today with us and the ones that can't be here today, I feel pretty proud of what's gone on and what's going on with the program. And there's just been a big sense of pride with everybody that I've ran into down here, that they're just, they feel like they're part of this team. And that's really what makes a great program.
Well, Leon Costello, great to have you on the show. I've got to take a quick break here. You could join us for a few more minutes, but I imagine you got to run because you got a lot going on down there in Frisco, Texas. So
yeah, we got a few things to do, but I appreciate being on, and it's a great day for Montana State University, the state of Montana, and hopefully we can talk again with holding a little bit of hardware in my hand.
All right, sounds good. Leon Costello, good luck, Godspeed. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Tell everybody hello down there for us.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, a quick break here on the show. We got a few minutes left here. If you want to jump in on the conversation, if you got something you want to talk about, give us a call right now, 406-294-0970. Hey, if you're in Frisco, you can call in as well. If not, I got some stuff to talk about as well.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, a few minutes left here in this hour of the show, packing a lot in here. Thanks to all the guests that joined us on the program. And of course, I shared some highlights from the FCS National Awards. That full award ceremony is on YouTube. The FCS posted that full award ceremony on YouTube. If you want to go back, watch any of the video, etc., or play more audio for yourselves. Let's see, a couple of stories that I posted on our Montana Talks website last night. The Montana legislature gets underway today. The state legislators will be sworn in. All of our statewide office holders will be sworn in as well. In fact, we heard from now Congressman Troy Downing. He was Montana State Auditor. Today, Jim Brown, our friend Jim Brown, who was the president of the Montana Public Service Commission, will be sworn in as the state auditor. Along with all of the other statewide office holders. But when it comes to the Montana legislature, one of the top issues, what we hope are the top issues, is judicial reform here in Montana. If you missed our New Year's Day Best Of program, we re-aired some of our conversations with State Senator Tom McGilvery and with Rob Nadelson, the former University of Montana constitutional law professor, talking about judicial reform. And so if you missed those conversations, I've got a full primer on judicial reform now posted on our Montana Talks website. So if you're wondering, hey, what all are they talking about when it comes to judicial reform? It's all there. Plus, this one, just for fun. So when I was getting that story about judicial reform on our Montana Talks website, every time I post an article, I have to put one of these photo galleries beneath it. I know. It's like, okay, well, so go find a gallery. Okay, so I'll go find a photo gallery, throw it in there. Well, this one caught my eye. The best lake towns in America. I was like, I better throw that one in there. I wonder which Montana towns made the list. None of them made the list. Are you kidding me? The best lake towns in America? And Montana got skunked? Anyway, you can see that story on our Montana Talks website. I think many of you will actually say, you know what? No, that's good. We've had enough attention. Our lake towns are getting pretty full. And so you can put all the lists together you want, and you don't need to put any Montana towns on the list because they've gotten plenty of attention already. That story at MontanaTalks.com. Let's see. We talked with Congressman Troy Downing about, you know, the fast-moving action that they're going to try to undertake to tee up the agenda for President Trump the moment he is sworn into office. Here is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. He was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
How do you plan to execute President Trump's agenda?
Beginning immediately, we, as you said, indicated there, we gathered all the House Republicans together yesterday and had a full day of work. We went to Fort McNair, which is a short drive in Maryland, and everyone was enclosed together for 8 or 9 hours straight talking about our reconciliation agenda and the America First agenda. You know, we're 15 days out from the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump for his second term, and we want to make sure that we're jump-starting the agenda now over the next 2 weeks so that he's prepared and ready on day one. We have a lot to do, as you know, and we've been putting all the plays together and figuring out the sequence of how we're going to run those plays, and we're really excited about it.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that was that meeting that Troy Downing was talking about earlier. Congressman Zinke was also in attendance for that meeting as well. In fact, when I spoke with Congressman Ryan Zinke, we were talking about how Trump wants to see, quote, one big, beautiful bill when it comes to a reconciliation package. Here is Florida Congressman Byron Donalds talking a little bit more about what that reconciliation package could look like.
Well, look, this is going to be a big lift, a lot of stuff that has to go into this bill. I'm not really going to get caught into whether it's one bill or two bill. I think the job right now is specifically in the House is putting together the overall package. And then your political dynamics, your dynamics on Capitol Hill, the calendar in the House, the calendar in the Senate, that will largely dictate what this ends up looking like. We use this phrase on Capitol Hill often. You have to build the plane while it's in the air. That's what you're about to see. And so, yes, tax policy, yes, energy policy. The DOGE work from Vivek and Elon is going to be a major part of this. There's going to have to be reforms to some pieces of mandatory spending. And I want to be clear, we are not touching Medicare. We are not touching Social Security. But there are other parts of mandatory spending. There's going to have to be some reforms. There's going to have to be some cuts.
All right. That's Florida Congressman Byron Donalds. I'm looking at the clock here. Only about a minute to go. Hey, let's wrap up with some more good news here on this Monday Montana Talks. All right, who's listening in Canada right now? I know we got some great listeners in Saskatchewan. You know, I know we've gotten to meet you. Justin Trudeau is on his way out. He just announced his resignation. Yeah, last night on X, I shared a Fox News story. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to announce resignation as early as Monday. Apparently, it is now official. It is live on the CBC One. Or no, CBC. Anyway, yeah, Canadian Prime Minister, this is from FoxNews.com, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced on Monday that he intends to resign as party leader and prime minister. So there you go. There you go. The chips are starting to fall. Man, the fact that Canada had to put up with that tyrant for as long as they did. But then again, look at the mess that we've got on our hands here in this country. A lot to start fixing. 2 weeks from today.